PECO and the union that represents 1,600 linemen, Gas Tech's call center, and back office employees reached a tentative agreement before midnight last night. Larry Anastasi, business manager for IBEW Local 614, calls the deal historic. He says granting pension and retirement health care benefits to newer employees is a big win.
We have industry standard wages and benefits. All the credit goes to the members, all of it. All the people in the picket lines, they deserve all the credit for this, and it's for them.
The three-day strike was the first walkout in PECO's 145-year history. The company said in a statement the deal recognizes the contributions of its employees. The deal now goes to the membership for ratification. Employees are expected to return to work on Wednesday. At the Jersey Shore, resort leaders say they're pleased with the 4th of July weekend. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
Scott Wall, business administrator for the borough of Avalon, says the heat brought the crowds down for a dip in the ocean.
Yeah, the water was very warm, so the lifeguards were very busy keeping an eye on the water because people came to the beach and stayed on it for a short period of time before they hopped in the ocean.
While Louis Blasco, executive director of the Greater Wildwoods Tourism Authority, says they were about 90% occupancy, and that's good after a slow start to the summer.
There's always a little room for improvement, but this was especially coming off the heels of a horrendous Memorial Day weekend. This was a much-needed shot in the arm for everybody, to be able to get back on track after that weekend.
The next 2 months will determine if merchants, hotels, and rental properties have a good season before the unofficial end of the summer season come Labor Day. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
The Phillies continue their Midwestern road trip. They'll visit the Cincinnati Reds this evening. First pitch is at 7:10. Right now, 71 degrees, overcast in Philadelphia, heading for a high of 77, mostly cloudy. We'll have a slight chance of thunderstorms tonight, mostly cloudy overall, going down to the mid-60s.